This episode is brought to you by Cocoa Butter. Keep rubbing it on that beautiful black skin, girl. Now let's get the show started. Like, don't crack.
Hey Lewis.
Hey Destiny.
How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
My stomach hurts.
Mine is hungry.
I took the Tums. I'm just waiting.
I just need to eat. Like, for real. I haven't eaten since lunchtime. Every time I see. Anyway, so what's up? What you got for us today? Hey, everybody, you know, we're sorry if we, you know, we missed a week, but we hope that you can find it in your hearts to forgive us.
Sorry, we just had things that we had to do, but we just want to bring you guys the greatest content ever, so it takes planning and work and all that good stuff, but we did miss you guys.
Yes, we did.
This is Two Parts Life, and I'm Destiny.
And I'm Lewis.
And yeah.
So,
Oh, you asked me what do I have for this? We gonna talk about women crushes.
Yes, black women crushes. BW crushes. I can't talk black women crushes because I just feel like black women are so underappreciated in our societies, and I love to see a black woman walk, talk, and yeah.
So I guess first we should talk about, I know we kind of late, but we ain't talk about it though, the Emmy.
Oh yeah. Viola Davis won, Regina King won, and Uzo Adoba won Emmys. And the thing is that...
Wait, they're getting paid more money, though. Because that's what happens when you win accolades. Right. You get more money.
And it kind of opens you up to more positions. Although they would say that it kind of hinders you. Like, there's like a top out almost. Like, you know, Monique won an Oscar. What is she doing now? Halle Berry won an Oscar. What is she doing now? But I think...
Halle Berry trying to figure out why the hell they putting perms in her goddamn baby hair.
Really? They put a perm in that baby?
They put a perm in it. And
who put a perm in her hair?
Her dad and their people. And she fucking took that baby's hair and got that shit tested. And found out that there was chemicals in it.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. That's horrible. How old is she? She's like 5.
Yeah. Too young to be getting perms and relaxers. They ain't want that nigga hair in that baby. They was like, you on this side, you on the white side, so you gonna look European.
But you know what? Okay, aside from that, I feel like it was just nice to see, like, black women supporting one another. Like, Taraji P. Henson made sure that...
She made sure
that she stood up. She embraced her fellow sisters. She clapped.
She had her strong face on.
Did you see her? She screamed. Like, when Regina King won, she screamed.
Yeah, I saw it.
Come on up here, girl, and get this Emmy before they change their mind.
That's so niggerish. She didn't have to say that.
She didn't say it, but I felt like the way she grabbed Regina King and pulled her up on that stage, that's what she said. And, like, even when she, like, grabbed Viola, like, she intercepted Viola Davis.
she stopped her in the aisle. She, like, barricaded the aisle. It was like, come over here and get this hug, girl.
You're not getting past me, T. But I just felt like there was a lot of love. And I feel like, I have mixed feelings about it. But what I really feel is that black women, other black women need to see Black women support each other. They need to see beautiful black women doing beautiful black things.
Yeah, I agree. I think that not enough of us, you know, are supporting one another and are, you know, because Taraji didn't win shit.
She did. You thought she won.
Every single time.
Because I think I heard somebody say earlier that when one wins, we all win. And I think if we had that attitude, because, yeah, I think it's better to support somebody, like be happy for somebody, because your time will come and you ultimately reap what you sow. If you can't be happy for somebody when they're winning, then how you expect people to be happy for you, you know, when it's your chance to win? So I just really like that aspect of the whole thing, of the whole award show.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it. I just saw parts of it, the important parts. But, you know, I love to see, you know, black women doing good things. But, you know, the mixed feeling part comes in because we know what's going on.
Right.
We know that blacks do not own nothing. We don't own anything. We don't own no movie companies, no TV networks. We don't own anything. So, therefore, we are left. We are left with the fact that a white man or a person not of color gave somebody or these women these opportunities. Because if you look at the type of roles that they play, even down to Taraji. Okay, Taraji is the stereotypical loud black woman in Empire. Okay?
The same behavior that, you know, if a regular black woman here on the street portrays, they call her angry. And why she's so aggressive.
And belligerent. And why she acting crazy.
A savage. You know, they call Nicki Minaj a savage for how she, you know, said Molly was good.
I'm sure they did.
A savage.
Because that's savage is used interchangeably with monkey or ape to me.
Or the deeper word, nigger.
With the ER.
Right.
That hurts.
You can't say nigger, so you say savage or thug or what's
or monkey.
Okay.
But we know what time it is. We know that these roles were created for black women, but not by black women. Yeah. Or black people. So, you know,
to a certain extent, like, you know, these are Shonda Rhimes shows. But,
oh, we didn't finish talking about the other breakdown of other roles. Okay, so Uzo in Orange is the New Black, she plays the crazy black woman that's in prison.
She was raised by white parents. But it's like, it's layers to her character. Like, when I look at actors and actresses, I look at their craft. I think that's part of, like, that goes a part of, like, white privilege too, because a lot of these actors and actresses out here, they can't act. You know what I'm saying? But and they win Emmys and Oscars all the time. So I give props to Uzo. I give props to Viola and Carrie and all of them and Regina King.
We need to go down the list. Oh. Viola.
Right.
Now I was all for it. Season one. I was here for it.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Okay. I was here for it. If you have not seen episode one of season two of How to Get Away with Murder, you're going to be disgusted like I was. Because you kissing a white woman in the mouth. They couldn't even give you your own black woman a kiss in the mouth.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for it. And I feel like she probably only won that because she had to do something like that, like kiss a woman in the mouth, when you know that that's not, well, hell, we don't even know that she's not bisexual or anything like that in her personal life.
Well, I don't, aside from all of that, because I think that too, like, with everything that's going on and, you know, all of this that's happening, it didn't feel like I get what was happening, but I just felt like, why does this need to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, but with me knowing everything that I know, I just felt like this is, I don't know how to articulate. It just felt wrong, not in the sense that, oh, she's kissing this woman, but it's just like, why does she have to, kind of like my feelings, how people said that, oh, well, Holly only won the Oscar because she was on here with Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm. And she had to get naked.
Right. That's the same way I feel about Viola Davis kissing.
Yeah, like she had to do something drastic and hasty in order for her to be considered.
Like a qualified grade A actress, she had to go in kiss this white woman. This now we feel as though she deserves an Oscar or an Emmy, when in fact Viola Davis does great work every time she steps out on the screen. Whatever she does, she does a phenomenal job, and I think she should have been had an Oscar.
And when you say steps, you mean like how she be walking?
Look. Viola can
she can walk the hair off your head.
She, it's something about it though. Like, it's something about
it's that walk.
Viola got it. All I'm gonna say is Viola has it. Like, whatever it is, she has it. And I feel as though, you know, she said there's the opportunities are not there. Yes.
Wait, we're gonna play the clip.
Damn. Behind every successful drama series is a strong, compelling, talented actress. Like these nominees for lead actress in a drama series, they are Taraji P. Henson, Empire, Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men, Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black, Claire Danes, Homeland, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Robin Wright, House of Cards. And the Emmy goes to Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder.
Emmy win and nomination for Viola Davis, who is a graduate of Juilliard.
In my mind, I see a line. And over that line, I see green fields and lovely flowers and beautiful white women with their arms stretched out to me over that line. But I can't seem to get there, no how. I can't seem to get over that line. That was Harriet Tubman in the 1800s. And let me tell you something. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there. So here's to all the writers, the awesome people that are Ben Sherwood, Paul Lee, Peter Nowak, Shonda Rhimes, people who have redefined what it means to be beautiful, to be sexy, to be a leading woman, to be black. And to the Taraji P. Hensons, the Kerry Washingtons, the Halle Berrys, the Nicole Beharis, the Megan Goods, to Gabrielle Union, thank you for taking us over that line. Thank you for the Television Academy. Thank you.
I just feel like it should be based off talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, off of her raw talent alone. Like, don't have her kiss this white woman because, oh, now she's it's like crossing over.
It's kind of like she may have won because she accepted that you never know, you never really know what it is
right.
when it comes.
It's almost like a partial sellout. To
right. You it's like you knew, we know that you're going to win. We're going to put you up for this award. You're going to win. However, this is what you have to do. Right. And she did it. And they already, you know, they already solidified that. They already shot that part before that the Emmys even came on. Yeah. So how do we know that she did not win for that? How do we know that Kerry Washington did not win for playing a hoe?
She didn't win.
Oh, yeah, she didn't win. But she was nominated, though. So how do we know that she just didn't do her hoeing right? And that's what kind of knocked her out.
Right. And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, Destiny, about these roles and how we have to look at the type of roles that they're playing. Like, you know, she's on the screen with this white man and she's not even married to him.
Who, Kerry Washington?
Kerry Washington, yeah. And nobody likes it. We all see it. We all call it out. We're not happy about it. But then to have Viola Davis come and essentially kind of do the same thing. It's just kind of heartbreaking a little bit. Like, I see what's happening, but I also see what's happening.
Right. And a lot of people just be like, oh, you know, we got to support. And that's fine. Yeah. Support. However, if it's not benefiting the black community or us as a whole, then you're only being entertained, basically. And, you know, at what extent do you say enough is enough? When
right.
you know
right.
I just think that it's they don't stop, it's going to be something more drastic than that,
right, because
we're going to find out later in the season
don't do
that Viola is really a man and she's been a man the whole time. I feel like it's going to be something like that,
right? Yeah,
it has the potential
right.
to turn that way.
Mm-hmm.
It has the potential. So it's just like, you know, yeah, we're proud of you. Yeah, you're winning accolades. Yeah, you're doing all this stuff, you know, and you're essentially putting black people on the forefront.
Right.
You know, you're the first black person in how many years?
66 years to win an Oscar for Best Lead Actress.
But, you know, we have to shine light on that. We cannot take that away from you. However, the type of roles that you're playing, you can tell that they're not by us. You know,
right.
They're not for us and they're not by us. Shout out to FUBU. but that's basically the only way that I can put it, because as black people, we don't have anything. We have to create our own things. We don't have anything.
And then when we try to create our own things, then that's when other people don't feel included and it gets torn down, like the Black Lives Matter. Or
yeah.
I listened to this story about this woman who opened up a yoga shop and she was like, you know, this is for black people. And then white people got upset. It's like, oh, well, we can't come.
Well, you have all the yoga. That was
shout out to Key if you're in the read.
Yeah, that was on the read. I know I heard that somewhere too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and they're absolutely right. Like, you have everything else. Like, literally everything. You have the TV, you have the stations, you have the supermarkets, you have the schools, you have everything. All of our, even our HBCUs, they're all getting torn down.
Yeah.
They don't have the proper funding to keep going as a school, and they're being torn down. And that's our historic, HBCU stands for historically black colleges. Yeah. And we don't have them because they're getting torn down. We don't have shit, people. So it's just crazy how, you know, we have to play these type of roles in order to get the accolades that we deserved in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because Viola should have got it for the help, if you ask me.
You was kind, you was smart, you was important. But yes, like roles like that, where it was just like her raw talent shining through. Like, I promise I get
shout chills. Out to Octavia.
Yeah, I get chills every time. Yeah, Octavia won for that though, because many don't burn no chicken.
Okay, but it couldn't be two. You stupid.
But why couldn't it be two?
Why couldn't it be two black people winning for the same movie?
But even with that,
is that team too much?
Well, no, not really. But my thing with that, too, is that it was for the help. Like, look at the type of role that she was playing.
I know. She was playing the help.
Right. Which is what they love. They love to put us in these roles. Oh, Lupita was so fabulous playing this slave woman that got, you know, knocked upside her head.
But she was fabulous, though.
She was. But, like, put her up for a role where she...
A role as a regular woman.
Right.
like she is. She's right. A person.
Right.
She's not a slave.
Exactly.
She not in the literal sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's doing in her personal life. But why can't we win for regular parts?
So is that like kind of reinforcing, like, oh, you sure know how to act like a nigga. Let's reward you for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I mean, we see you out there. We see you, right. And you shining, yeah. Regardless of how you got it.
Right.
You still shining.
I love it. I love to see Lupita's beautiful black skin. I love to see Viola Davis. She's so black and chocolatey and just, yes.
Shout out to the chocolate girls.
Shout out to chocolate girls.
We love you.
Which brings us, I think that's a good segue into light skin, dark skin, no?
Yeah. And we gonna keep saying this. We say it like almost every episode. Light skin versus dark skin is not a thing.
Not a thing.
That's not real. I don't know which one of y'all niggas started this shit.
It was.
I don't know.
It wasn't a nigga.
Well, we saw it. Well, you know what? And that's not surprising. That is not surprising.
But. Like,
I think we saw it more with the Meek Mill and Drake situation.
Did we see it with that?
Yes, it was everywhere.
Light skin versus dark skin?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, you know.
Yeah, it was light skin Drake versus dark skin Meek Mill.
Okay. All right.
But I'm tired of saying that. And I'm just tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of hearing people say, you know, they've been told that they weren't black enough. Mm-hmm. That's stupid. Like the chick from Empire, what's her name? Grace Geely, Grace something.
Yeah.
She was saying that when she was Boo Boo Kitty. She was saying that when she was growing up, she didn't never feel like she was black enough, and she was made fun of for it.
But and that's the thing too. Like she can't help that she was born light skinned.
You can't, and not only that, you know, she say that in this article that I was reading on Madame Noir, she was saying that before she even came to the United States, she didn't even know that that was a thing.
Hold up.
That she didn't experience intra-racism.
Wait.
Until she came to the United States.
She's not from America?
No, she's from the islands.
Oh, does she have the accent?
Yes, she does, and it's bad. Like, it's real thick.
Yes, I love a good thick accent. Yes.
Okay. But yeah, she was saying that. What's this chick name? Paula Patton. Yeah, Lewis don't want to talk about her. So we'll skip.
Okay. No, Paula Patton has some valid.
No, she don't. Okay. She be zooted all the time for no reason.
I'm not.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's other light-skinned women that have experienced that you're not dark enough or you don't want to be a part of the black people or because we didn't ask to be light-skinned. I'm light-skinned. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know me personally or not, but I'm light-skinned. But I dare somebody to fucking say some shit like that to me.
Like you're not black enough.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
Who are you to gauge whether or not I'm black enough? Like I was born black. Like in the famous words of Felicia Rashad on Colored Girls, what was it? Dark Girls, Dark Girls. When they on the special, she was that's dumb. That's what she said, and she gave this look. She was like, "What? Light girls. He did Light Girls, but there was
he did Dark Girls too.
Oh, he did Dark Girls too. Okay,
Bill Duke, shout out to you. Thank you for
that. I
watched Light Girls.
I just saw that clip.
It's on Netflix.
Because, you know, Gabrielle Union was trying her best to break that thing down. And Felicia Rashad just cut all it up. She was like, that's dumb. And
shout out to you.
It's dumb. Because
it is dumb.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. Oh, let's talk about this Apple Music commercial. We're going to play it right quick.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Slick Rick?
No, she didn't.
The turn up is real. Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
What made you blow the dust off of Slick Rick?
Hold on, let me show you.
Oh, girl, not a box of mixtapes.
Are you kidding me?
What else you got in here?
You know how long it took me to make this mixtape? Look, now a playlist is made for you.
So it knows your mood, it knows your taste. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a boyfriend that makes you a mixtape in your laptop.
Wait, watch what's next.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Wasn't that great?
Yep. I didn't expect Mary's Bob to be like that though.
I just really want to say how flawless all of them looked in that commercial. Like, I felt so proud to be witnessing this. Like, black women just do it for me.
All three of them look good though.
They all look so good in that commercial, and that's all I wanted to say, is that I just thought that was just phenomenal. They all look good. They were, oh my gosh, it was just good to see, like, in a role like that. Mm-hmm. Like, why couldn't they, like, they were just three friends, you know, getting together, and I felt like I was kind of there with them. Like, oh yeah, that's my junk too, that's my jam. So I just really shout out to that Apple commercial. That was like, that was bomb.
Three black women in an Apple Music commercial.
And three, like, brown. Like, I think that was the main point, too. I think that maybe we missed this, is that I just wanted to acknowledge that these are not light-skinned women that are winning these awards that are on the TV. These are dark-skinned black women, brown-skinned black women, and we are seeing more of that these days. And we know that this is, like, a little bit of progress, so we still have a long way to go. So... Yeah.
We do. So we got a chance. Well, we meaning me. Yeah. I got a chance to.
I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. But I got a chance to sit down with one of my close friends. And
I'm sorry. I'm going to be a little thirsty right now.
Don't be thirsty.
Okay, but all thirst aside, but this incredibly beautiful.
Hardworking.
Black woman.
She's doing it out here, y'all. And
if you just see her, like, to see her in action, like, to see her model is just, like, something else.
It's breathtaking because she bout her shit. Yes. She is bout her shit.
Yeah.
And
shout out to you,
Ebony. We love you. But yeah, it was so refreshing sitting down and talking to her about some of the issues that we've went over today. And I'd like to play the interview for you guys so you guys can hear. She's awesome. She's doing positive things for black women, mm-hmm. brown skinned women.
Yeah.
She's doing positive things for our community, and we love you and we salute you and we support you.
Yay,
Ebony. So, hey, everybody. We have Ebony here, and she's just going to introduce herself and tell you guys more about her.
Hi, I'm Ebony Lunsford. I'm 28 years old. I'm a professional model, and I model for a national corporation. It's based in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been doing it 6 months with the company, but, like, as far as freelance modeling, I've been doing it 3 years now.
Within your industry, do you feel the pressure to uphold society standards of beauty as far as being a black woman in a professional modeling field?
Yes and no, because the company that I model for, it's a black hair care line. They more so embrace our beauty. When we travel and everything like that, and we meet other models from other, you know, with other brands or other companies, that can fall into play with society's view of beauty and everything like that. But no, I don't really come across it with the brand that I'm with.
Has anyone ever told you you're pretty for a black girl? Because we see and we hear those stories all the time from people. That's like some sort of form of microaggression. Have you ever heard that, and have you ever came across any situation like that?
I've never had it personally said to me, but I have met other African-American women that they've came across people who said that before. And I think that's very rude, because beauty is beauty, regardless. It doesn't matter what race. But no, I've never come across it myself personally.
Has anybody ever said you're exotic looking because you're black?
People always tell me that I'm exotic looking, but I don't think it's because I'm black. I think it's due to my ethnicity, because I'm Caribbean. They always say it because of my features that I have, but not because I'm black. But I do know what you're talking about, because other races can say they feel that you're exotic due to the fact that you are black.
I just think that it's the fact that they're not understanding what it is to be black. But to me, the word exotic, I think it's related to hunting. You know, it's like, oh, you're exotic, I want to keep you.
No, okay, yeah, I do understand. I think the reason why they do say we're exotic, I think it's because we're different from what they know. That's what I think it is. Like with other races, especially with other races with guys, they view black women as exotic.
You know, that's black women, you know, more so than ever are dealing with. And that it can kind of tear you down, and it can kind of make you feel lower, even though there's nothing wrong with you. How do you deal with people saying negative things about your appearance via social media, or, you know, in person, or because you are a professional model and your appearance is your life, basically?
I normally just ignore it. When you are in a profession like that, people are always going to try to find something wrong with you. But that's the thing, like, your imperfections are what makes you different. Yeah, generally, I just ignore it. And I don't really care, because I feel the way I feel about myself. I think that I'm pretty. I think that I'm beautiful. At the end of the day, I just feel like those people, either they don't love themselves or there's something wrong with them on the inside. And that's why they do that to other people or say those things to other people.
Yeah, I just feel like in this day and age, it's not a lot of women that love themselves. And they need to figure out what is it about them that they may need to change for themselves, not necessarily for other people, to get to the point where we're congratulating each other, not tearing each other down. Because people don't realize psychologically, if you tear something down, you have to build it back up. And people don't understand that. You can't just go around slandering people and then not building them back up. It's not a good feeling, first of all. And second of all, we as black women in this day, we cannot afford to do that to each other. Every other race is already doing that to us. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, now that I do understand. Like, I do notice that a lot of black women, they do tear each other down. I don't understand why our race is the one that does that. The light skin versus the dark skin. We're all black. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. And black is beautiful no matter what shade. Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, we need to start empowering each other. The other races, they do it. If you notice other races, they don't normally tear each other down. They don't even understand this light, dark, all this crap. They're one. So that's what I notice with other races, other cultures, period. It goes back to slavery at the end of the day, when they separated light and dark. And then as time goes on, if that's instilled in you, that's what's going to be passed down, and that's why our generation or our race is like that.
I just think that it's just a weak attribute, and it doesn't contribute to our culture. You know, it doesn't contribute to our bottom line as black people. It does not help us in no way, shape, or form to tear each other down. All shades are beautiful. You heard it here. And it's bad with black women. It is real bad with us, because that light skin versus dark skin is not even a thing. We were talking about women crushes, and this is the basis of this episode, because, you know, Viola just won. How does that make you feel, like, when you see things like that on social media or on TV, period?
That makes me proud to be an African-American woman, especially in this day and age. That's rare, period, point blank, period, for you to see three black women at one time win an Emmy. Just like it's rare to see us having a black president, that makes me proud also to be black, because that's rare. I don't know if we're going to have another black president ever again, but that makes me feel really good too. But yeah, it makes me feel like I can do it. I can do this. It makes me feel empowered. Oh my God, we're actually doing something. First off, one, we're women, because they always view women, period. It doesn't matter what race you are. They view women as lower than a man. For three women to win, and then for them to be all black, that makes me feel really, really good.
Viola's speech was basically based around opportunity, and that's how she said that she was able to get to where she is. I thought that was very, very kind of forward thinking, because a lot of women, they're quick to tear somebody down and they're quick to say, you know, she thinks she all that because she got this, not realizing that you, this person placed themselves in the position to get what they have. Yeah. Do you have anything, do you have any take on that?
Yeah, that's just like, okay, so just like I model, it's girls that are the same way, hating or giving negativity towards me because I'm modeling for a national company. I'm getting flown here, there. I'm getting, you know, paid good money and everything like that. But the thing is I went to a casting call. So I placed myself in that situation and they just so happened to like my look and everything like that. But my thing is, if you place yourself in that same situation, then you will have the same opportunity to see whether they like your look or not. Like, you can't come at me or have any type of feelings towards me just because I placed myself in that situation. And I mean, the casting call was an open casting call, so that means anybody can come. Yeah, I definitely understand what she means when she made that speech.
Why hate on people when you had the same opportunity? Yep. That's something that our culture really needs to learn, and we need to stand together and we need to support each other.
Yeah, we definitely do. That's why I wish that there were more like women empowerment classes or like seminars or whatever, especially our age. Like, we're young, so I've seen they have women empowerment seminars, but a lot of the women that go to those, they're older. They're like, you know, in their 40s and 50s, but I really feel that we need that. We need the women empowerment ones for girls like our age, like from 18 to 30.
Are there a lot of black women in your field as far as modeling for, you know, big companies?
No. I was trying to get signed with modeling agencies before, and what I noticed is that there are not a lot of black models with modeling agencies, period, point blank. And when there are black models that are signed with agencies, most of the time, they're mixed. They're not even full African-American. They're always mixed. They're always, like, half black, half white. Like, catalogs, different things like that, you rarely see black models also. I don't know why they don't really use black models, but it's definitely not a lot of them. And I have a friend that she used to pick models from top agencies, and I remember she told me that a lot of companies, the reason why they don't use black models is because they view them as ghetto. And when she told me that, I was like, what? Because when I was going to the casting calls, she made sure, she was like, make sure you wear your hair, your big afro. Because if you wear it up in a ponytail or something like that, or straight or down like that, they're going to look at you as ghetto. And I'm like, why am I going to be looked at as ghetto? But she said that's how most agencies, like big agencies and big companies, view black women. So you need, so when you go to castings or things like that, or you want to submit your photos or whatever, your best bet is to be in your natural state, basically.
So it seems like the deck is stacked against us. So
right, exactly.
It seems like it's not fair. Like, we're already going into a situation where we probably have a 20% chance of even being picked.
Exactly. Like, you're probably not even going to get picked. And then on top of that, if you do get picked, yeah, you need to look natural as possible. Like, you don't need to come with a weave, none of that stuff like that. No buns, ponytails, all that stuff looks ghetto to them. So, yeah. And it's crazy.
That is terrible. That is really terrible. Because basically what that says is that even if you're a person that likes to wear weave, you can't. You can't be who you want to be. You can't be who you are because they don't embrace it.
Right. Exactly.
For whatever reason, because they don't understand our culture.
Right.
They don't understand that this hair can do many things.
Right.
This hair is versatile,
right.
You know?
Right, exactly. You're absolutely right. Because especially, we can wear our hair curly, straight, every way you want to wear your hair, our hair is able to do that.
But our hair has all these magical powers, and yet
you don't want to use them. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. Just to kind of wrap up what we were talking about, since this whole episode is about our women crushes and why there are women crushes, mm-hmm. who are some of your women crushes? Who are some of the people who inspire you to do what you got to do and to, you know, just be great?
Well, I really like Lupita. I like her a lot. She's really inspirational because she always gives, well, she's a good actress for one. She always gives her speeches about she felt ugly being dark-skinned, but when she started seeing like dark-skinned models and things like that, it made her feel good, like, okay, well, I can do it too, because if society is praising these dark-skinned models, which is very rare, you know, society upholds either you need to be light-skinned or just Caucasian, period. I really like her because she's been making a very, very good standpoint with acting, and then just her in general. I've been seeing like her ad campaigns that she's been doing with very big companies in magazines and everything like that. I really like Naomi Campbell a lot. Those two so far are my main girls that I find really inspirational.
Yeah, well, those are some great choices. I mean, if you had to choose out of what we have to pick from. I appreciate you for, you know, taking the time out to talk with me today. Yeah, can you tell the people where they can find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Ebony Lunsford, and on Instagram, and it's Ebony Lunsford as well. Ebony, my last name, Lunsford, Lunsford.
And do your Googles, people, because she plastered across Google. But thank you again. And yeah.
Thank you.
That's our show for today.
What's your woman crush?
Oh, my woman crush. I'm going to do myself.
Okay.
And
because you're conceited, but you got a reason.
Shut up. I'm going to do myself. I'm going to do myself because I think that I'm beautiful. It is. Self-love is everything. Yes. You know, I think I'm the bomb. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm the shit.
And you have every right to.
And I do, because I work hard.
Yes.
I do. I work hard. I work really, really hard.
You've been my woman crush before.
Oh.
You know that. You know that.
I have. You. I've been so many people's women crush.
You
know, I'm sorry.
Like, you are all over my Instagram.
I am. You're all over mine. Because all we have is each other. So yeah, I'm my women crush. Shout out to me. Hey y'all, it's me.
Yeah.
It's your girl, Des. No, I'm not gonna do that. That was so like 2007.
No. My woman crush would have to be
trying to get the base.
My woman crush. Again, like I have to make my woman crush Viola Davis. Like, I think everything that she does is just amazing. Like, I think she's a just phenomenal actress. I love seeing her, like, even wearing her natural hair. You know, she's battled with alopecia, and she was ashamed for a long time to wear her natural hair. Now she's overcome that. But she just looks so beautiful in black, and I love to see her just be out here and be unapologetically black and be proud of, you know, her dark skin. I love seeing that. There's a special space in my heart for dark skinned women. If I don't end up with one, I do love y'all.
Wait, you remember that episode of How to Get Away with Murder when her and Sam was in the bedroom and she took off that wig? Do you remember that episode?
Yes.
She took off that wig and set that wig down. She was like, what she said? Sam, did you sleep with her? Yeah, that's what she said. And she took off, she rubbed off all that lipstick and exposed them black ass lips and was like.
Oh, and you know, it was people. I hate to. It was, but it was even people saying, oh, why did she do that?
Why did she do what?
Why did she let everybody see that?
Because that's how the fuck that she looks. What the fuck? What is she supposed to let people see?
Right. Exactly. Like, I just appreciate, she's just like a woman to me. Like, when I think of like the definition of a woman.
The walk of fury.
Think Viola Davis. She got a walk. She got a mean walk on her now. Like,
what'd you call that walk?
No.
No, what did you call the walk?
No, this is woman crush Wednesday.
No, but what did you call the walk?
don't know. What did
you
I?
You said she walked like what?
Like the Fury, like something.
She can walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, walk, walk that walk, that walk, that walk.
But this is Woman Crush Wednesday, so we're gonna keep it.
It's not Woman Crush Wednesday. It's just the Woman Crush
podcast
episode.
WCP. We're gonna keep it woman, black woman positive, because I'm pretty sure I said something rude and not complimentary.
But it was about that walk, not her appearance.
Right.
You've said rude things about the way I walk.
She just walked, man. Like, you know, I feel like she got one of those matter of fact walks. Like,
as a matter of fact.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I, ooh.
What the hell did you call that walk? As a matter of fact, that shit was funny.
But yeah.
You stupid.
Yeah, so shout out to Viola Davis and just all the beautiful black, brown skin, dark skin women. Like, I love y'all for real.
And black entrepreneurs, can't forget about y'all. Like, shout out to you guys, because you are creating jobs. Mm-hmm. You are creating things of your own, because we don't have enough as it is. So shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to us, because we are black business owners. Yes. It is legitimate.
Boom, boom, bam.
So, yeah.
All right, well, oh man, I hate that it had to end so soon. I feel like we just got good and started, and now we're leaving you yet again. But we'll be back
next week.
Bye.
It's not bye.
We're out?
No. We still gotta.
I'll be ready to go. Like, I'm still hungry, like I told you at the beginning of the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Podomatic, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. Stitcher. We on Stitcher. I got the email today.
Oh.
We on Stitcher. We on Stitcher, so you can find us.
I didn't even know that. See, people? I didn't even know that.
Check out our YouTube channel, even though, you know, we got a YouTube channel. We on Twitter, and it's all Two Parts Life, the number 2, PRTSLIFE.
And you can also email us your comments or questions or concerns to twopartslife@gmail.com.
You hear that, Tysidia? You can email us.
Thanks, girl. Bye.
Bye.